A businessman in Kenya's Rift Valley city of Nakuru was shocked when he arrived at his small shop early on Wednesday to find a strange animal inside. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Frederick Omungu initially mistook the animal for a leopard due to its appearance, which left him scared. "It clearly wasn't a dog, I thought it was a leopard or something else." Neighbors later identified the animal as a hyena, a species that can be dangerous to humans under certain conditions. "I was shocked and stayed far away. I've heard hyenas are dangerous and can kill people," Mr. Omungu said. Within less than 30 minutes, a crowd of residents had gathered around his stall to see the stranded animal hiding under the makeshift counter. It remains unclear how the hyena ended up in his stall in a populated area. Mr. Omungu, who sells the leafy stimulant cart, known locally as Mira, as well as soft drinks, sweets, and groundnuts, said he had closed his business around 2000 hours local time, 1700 hours GMT, the previous night, and had arrived around 7 o'clock the following morning. The area is not far from Lake Nakuru National Park, from where the hyena is suspected to have strayed at night. Wardens from the Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS, later arrived and captured the animal. Conflicts between animals and humans are becoming increasingly common in Kenya, with recent reports of hyenas attacking people in different places across the country. In Nakuru, some residents have blamed the KWS for not taking enough measures to prevent animals from crossing the park into public areas. However, Mark Chariot, a senior KWS warden from the county, told us that the fence, which has been vandalized at times, was being upgraded and it was unfortunate that the animal had escaped from the park. Mr. Omungu expressed concern for the safety of children at a nearby primary school that is even closer to the park than his shop. "Some of these children get to school around 5 a.m.
I thank God that the hyena did not harm anyone," he said.
Another Nakuru resident, Jacinta Njeri, told local media that it was not the first time a hyena had been spotted in the area, and people were especially afraid for their children. Last month, Kenya's tourism minister Alfred Mutwa attributed the high number of hyena attacks on people and livestock to the overpopulation of the mammals. Animal health authorities confirmed 3 weeks ago that three hyenas that attacked and mauled people in different locations had been infected with rabies. KWS said this would explain the unusual aggressive behavior towards people. Earlier, KWS had shared an alert advising people on how to behave when encountering a hyena. "The advisory to stand your ground and try not to show your fear, keep yourself calm by talking to it," sparked ridicule, with some questioning what language people should use to communicate with the creatures. Criticism has persisted, especially as some recent attacks have resulted in deaths or injuries. Last month, KWS officers discovered the body parts of a victim of a hyena attack near the capital, Nairobi, close to an area where a university student had been attacked and bitten on the thumb. In January, a 10-year-old boy was mauled to death on the outskirts of the capital. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.